ordinary month. It is a month like no other month. Now, if we look in the Quran Kareem, the Quran is a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are a lot of natural phenomena mentioned in the Quran, natural things which we live through on a daily basis. And one of the things that we continuously notice, which we go through, is the changing of seasons. So the Quran makes mention of seasons. Allah speaks about the season of summer and the season of winter. Allah says, رَحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. That is the travels of the Quraysh in summer and in winter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention of spring and autumn, not necessarily by the name, but by the effects of these seasons. So we find that mention is made of, when the rain comes down, how the different plants start blossoming and how they start growing. And then Allah speaks about another phase of the plants when they reach their end, how they become yellow and how they become withered. So all these things that are mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem are actually to divert our attention to a greater object, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when seasons are mentioned, then we also think that what does a season do to a person? So when seasons come, for example, they come with various benefits, they come with their beauties, they come with their own specific, you know, specialities, which we say this is now a summer thing, this is a summer flower, this is a summer scenery, and so forth. You look at autumn, it's got its own sceneries. There are certain fruits that will only come at that time, right at the end, as they say, of summer. And you look at the scenery, all those things are pertinent to a particular season. Also, when a season comes, there are opportunities for people to acquire their own forms of benefits, whatever the nature of that particular season might be. So if it is summer, winter, whatever, or besides the normal climate seasons, even seasons in terms of our livelihood, we say this is now my season where I can make a lot of business. So probably for us it will be here in the December area, December period. That time they say that is our season now to acquire and make a maximum profit. So there are the business seasons, then there are the holiday season, then there are the education season. We say now this is the season for education while we might be acquiring, but now the examination period has come. This is now the studying time and so forth. So in there, it means people have to now become more diligent and people have to be aware of what shortfalls there might be or what setbacks there might be. And most importantly, people have to be aware of how they can make maximum benefit and acquire maximum profit in whichever field we are talking about that season. So my respected friends and brothers, if a person does not know about that season, if he's not aware of what lies ahead for him there, if he's not aware of what benefits he can acquire in as far as the season is concerned, then the season will come and the season will go, and this poor chap won't even know what hit him, and he will be the biggest loser. Likewise, if a person makes any kind of preparation once the season has come in, then such a person also probably will lose out big time. Maybe he'll manage to grab something here and there. For example, it is now, let us just say, the December season. And at the time, we know that there is an opportunity for a lot of people to run a business. This fellow comes to here, oh, it's now December, it's already the 10th of December, the 15th of December, it's a very good period now to make money. So now he starts looking for suppliers, he starts looking for a premises where he can get his stock, and he starts doing advertising, and he starts doing all those things which he's hoping to get some profit with or from. But if he's doing it at such a late time, he might not get stock, he might not find the premises, people won't know about him, he might get the wrong stock, he might not get what he's looking for, and all that will happen, so he might get a little bit of benefit. So my respected friends and brothers, these are things we are supposed to keep in mind. Even when it comes to the normal, we're talking of seasons, we're talking of preparation, but the bayan is about Ramadan, which in itself is a season, let us not forget that. If a person knows, the farmers we know, those that are involved in farming and agriculture, before the time they already start working the soil, they already start spraying certain kinds of insecticides before the time. And once the season comes in, they will loosen the ground, they will go and sow the seed, and then they will look after it continuously, so that by the end of the period, then inshallah, they would have acquired something. So in the same way, my respected friends and brothers, we are supposed to be aware about the season that we are now entering in. Season normally refers to a period of time from starting to an end, depends. So the season of Ramadan has been referred to as the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very, very kind to us that He brings occasional opportunities upon us whereby we can improve our own self and our relationship with Allah ta'ala, and subsequently and consequently our entry into Jannah, our final salvation. So Allah ta'ala brings various occasions for us. But the occasion of occasions, the mother of all occasions for us to really get ourselves the maximum benefit and the maximum reward and the maximum reformation in ourselves, undoubtedly it is the month of Ramadan, my respected friends and brothers. Therefore, we find that it was the practice of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prepare the Sahaba mentally, prepare them mentally beforehand about the onset of the month of Ramadan. There's one dua which we always read when Rajab comes in. You find now on social media and everywhere else, you know, people read the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and let us reach Ramadan. So these are the months where preparation starts taking place. And we find Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast abundantly in these months in preparation for the month of Ramadan that is coming. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua that, oh Allah, keep me safe and sound for Ramadan, and let Ramadan be such that Ramadan accepts me and Ramadan lets me do all those actions which I'm supposed to do. So that is another dua. So these are duas that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, so that when we see these duas and we read them, then we start thinking that there's something great about to happen, there's something major about to happen. Or else we'll be like that fellow who didn't know till the 24th of December or till the 20th of December that is an opportunity to make money, and then we wake up on the last minute to say, what happened? And then nothing happened. It's all over already. So it must not happen like that, my respected friends and brothers, when we are faced with this holy month of Ramadan. Obviously in our homes, from Rajab, we start seeing all the purrs and the samosas and all the things starting to happen there. So that also gives us some indication that something is about to happen. But Ramadan is not the month of eating savouries. It is not the month of eating extra and abundantly. In fact, it is a month to cut down on all these type of things. But nevertheless, we are supposed to look at the spiritual angle and the spiritual side of how and what I am entering into. So it is a season, my respected friends and brothers, that from the onset of Ramadan till the end, there are some things that happen, and this is what we need to know. There are some things that happen in this month that are unlike any other month. The events and the special mercy, the special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are revealed and that are sent down in this month of Ramadan, they don't come down on in any other month. The ulama inform us in the light of the hadith that it is, and it can be likened like a month of continuous rain, torrential rain of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An opportunity wherein the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming down in torrents and in rain, my respected brothers. Now when there is rain taking place, then we know those who are associated to the field of rain will immediately know what must we do. If we are planting, we get our land ready, and we will make arrangements for drainage, proper drainage. We will make a proper arrangement for the storing of the remaining water and all the things that are associated to it. We must not lose out. Each and every single moment of Ramadan is a month of blessing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he introduced Ramadan to the Sahaba according to the hadith, he says, verily a great month, shahrun azimun mubarakun. He uses these three words, that a season has come. Month is translated as a season. A month, a season that is very, very great and that is very, very blessed. has now come upon you. So that's the one thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith, he says, قَدْ أَتَاكُمْ شَهْرَ بَرَكَةٍ, that verily Ramadan has come to you and it is a month of blessings. So he has described it in this way. So what are these blessings? We can just look at them in the light of certain other ahadith. But what we, as we are sitting here, are supposed to now think that how am I going to make the most of this month? How am I going to not let a single moment of this month pass? Because every moment that is passing, it is valuable and something can be acquired. You know, if you still talk of a business, there is a period the business period, the peak period. But there are lull in that also. Morning maybe it's quiet, evening maybe very busy, afternoon maybe it's quiet, night time we have to close down, we're talking about the business period. But in Ramadan it's not like that, my respected brothers. From the moment the hilal, the crescent of the Ramadan is sighted, a special nur, a special barakah, a special rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts coming down. Now whoever is in that era or in that environment, alhamdulillah, is already blessed. Whether you read Quran, whether you fasted, whether you didn't do that, it's a separate thing. Just being in the month of Ramadan is something so blessed and something so precious that at the end of Ramadan, we pay Sadaqatul Fitr. Why do we pay Sadaqatul Fitr? The first thing when we will say is, yeah, so we want to see the poor people also can have something to eat on the day of Eid. That is the benefit of Sadaqatul Fitr. The reason we pay Sadaqatul Fitr, it is actually a thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they say, whether you fasted or not, whether you could fast or couldn't fast, whether it is a baby that was born on the morning before Eid, for example, even on the morning of Eid, whoever it was, whoever was in the month of Ramadan, doesn't matter. They have to pay Sadaqatul Fitr to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you let us go through this month. So it must not pass us, my respected friends and brothers. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described each and every day and night of Ramadan as great, as blessed. You know, we have big nights. We are the big night people, the big nighters. So we say, when is big night? So okay, big night, and we must not go into the zone there. Or big night, we must not go and play with our friends some other activities. Big night. Some people, when it comes to big night, they say, don't make a mistake of, you know, having your daughter's wedding or so on that night, for example. Somebody didn't see it, they overlooked it, it's fine. But people are so conscious of that particular big night. So get a bit serious. They don't want to do anything wrong. They want to do something right. Must come to the masjid. If there's no lecture, there's another problem. Yeah, big night, you never give a lecture. So they are serious about the big night. So my respected friends and brothers, every night of Ramadan is a big night. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every day and every night of Ramadan is a big night. So when we behave those big nights or the big day, we say, hey, it's a big night today. Or it's a big day, how can you know? I didn't want to lose my temper today, it's a big day, for example. Ramadan, every day and every night is very big, my respected friends and brothers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen in this particular month some very important, great events which He did not choose for any other month. One is the Farz fast has been made obligatory. The Farz fast, the Ramadan fast, has been prescribed and decreed for the people in this particular month. Because the effects of this month that are coming down from Allah, this rain, that is one thing. And with that, if you are fasting, that's another thing. In fact, there are so many blessings and so much of goodness raining down. It is said that a person needs a very, very big container, a very big warehouse, many, many warehouses to be able, this is our terms, to be able to collect and accumulate all the goodnesses of the month of Ramadan, and still it will not be enough for him. That is how it has been described. So what we are sitting here and doing is, at this point in time, preparing ourselves, our minds, that we don't let this month go away. We already from now start thinking, how do I make maximum use of this season that will come and that will go away? I must not let it happen that I lose out. Then, my respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala chose Ramadan to be the month. One is for the Farz fasting. Allah Ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan to reveal the Quran al-Kareem. Now, if we understand what is the Quran al-Kareem, it's another talk on its own. We can't ever express it in any way, it's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was revealed, the original revelation as it is mentioned from Al-Lawhul Mahfuz to the first heavens, happened in the month of Ramadan on the night of power. Allah did not choose any other night, any other month, because this month has got something very special in it, which is not found in any of the other months. Then, my respected friends and brothers, we find that the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person in this month, we have heard that hadith of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the reward for every deed, a farz deed, is multiplied 70. I don't think there's even a currency you get one for 70. Maybe for Zimbabwe dollars or something. But generally, for every deed Allah Ta'ala is going to give a faraz, Allah is going to multiply it by 70. And every nafil is upgraded and uprated to that of a faraz. Every nafil is upgraded to a faraz and every faraz to 70. So there are lots of other benefits that we are continuously hearing about. In our mind, we must just understand, let us not be like that heedless person who had every opportunity, and then the month came and it went away. So that is as far as the month is concerned, the environment of this month of blessing and of forgiveness, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for opportunities to forgive. You know, the hadith, the doors of Jannah are totally opened as an invitation to the people that this is your chance to come in. Besides that, my respected friends and brothers, this is our annual training camp. We have to go to the training camp once a year, because the whole year we have been put under such obligation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey Him in various ways. Obey Him, fulfill our rights towards Him, stay away from His disobedience, and in our general interaction with people and with our own self, there are lots of occasions that keep on coming up continuously. And how we deal with those occasions in the course of the year is greatly determined about how well we had gone through this camp. Nowadays it is boot camp. You know, you speak of boot camp, that means they really put you through some real motions there. So we are put through some heavy, rigorous exercises. In different ways, we are conscientized with regard to how we should discipline ourselves, our temper, our action, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, so many things. These are things happening all the time. So Ramadan is not in itself just the mean, that the end, that alhamdulillah, in Ramadan I behaved very well, you know, and everything was fine, and I went to the camp and I did everything to the book. And the minute Ramadan is over for the next 11 months, if we do not use that training, then we go against what we have learned in the camp, my respected brothers, and that defeats the month. So we have to understand that this is a month where the spirit of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inculcated within us. The spirit, must remember, one is the action that we are doing, but what's it will bring the spirit? So, it is an occasion for that. And lastly, my respected friends and brothers, like I mentioned in the beginning, it's a ni'mat, a blessing of Allah. When Allah gives someone a blessing, like the month of Ramadan, and he ignores it, he doesn't worry about his conduct, he does not worry how he conducts himself in this month, he still misses his salah, he does not do the extra things that he's supposed to do, then my respected friends and brothers, this is called kufran in ni'mat. This is called ungratefulness to the ni'mat of Allah. And like we mention every Fridays, that when we show ungratefulness, then Allah must not bring a day where it is taken away from us. And when a ni'mat of Allah is taken away, it's not good. It's not something, I can't do without it. When it is taken away, it is a form of azab and torment for us. When we will see it's no longer there, any blessing of Allah, we will miss it and then we'll decide to appreciate it. It is too long. So we, alhamdulillah, let us ensure that we do not waste our days. That's why we always say, the sport zone must stay closed, alhamdulillah. Because it is a distraction. And likewise, make sure we do not let our children be involved, wrong company and other activities, the nights are long. Don't let them show disappreciation to this holy month. Just out of respect for the month, my respected brothers, we appeal always from this member, let us ensure that we keep them occupied in good activities, but don't let them go and do anything, you know, whiling away the nights, playing cards or playing games or computer games, whatever they are doing. All that, my brothers, is against the spirit of the month of Ramadan. We have to inculcate the spirit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we conclude on this, climbed the member and he said, Ameen, 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 three times. One of the things he said Ameen on was the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, that cursed be that person. Woe, destruction be for that person who witnessed the month of Ramadan and still was not forgiven. In other words, this is the most unfortunate person. He was walking in the rain and he never get wet. That is how unfortunate can this fellow be. There was a rain of mercy, there was a rain of forgiveness, there was a rain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him, and this fellow missed everything. So that is why this person is destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to appreciate this month that is on our doorstep, on our threshold, and let us make qadr, appreciate it, and fulfill the rights of it.